This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour, another hour of powerful conversation. We're here to get it on, if you know what I mean. I'm Doug Steffen, getting it on with Jennifer Horn. You know what I mean. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, getting on the conversation. The morning's first news and conversation about what's going on in America and around the world. Friday.
Happy for all of us. Julian Assange, not so happy today. He is facing decades in American prison for espionage after he was arrested and literally hauled kind of kicking and screaming out of the Ecuadorian embassy yesterday in what was kind of crazy and unfolding while we were actually on the air. Eight policemen took him by force, bearded, disheveled Julian Assange to a police van. He ranted about Donald Trump. He screamed that the United Kingdom had no civility. His arrest came after the Ecuadorian government ended his asylum status, saying it was tired of his discourteous behavior and poor personal hygiene, which reportedly included smearing waste, human waste, on the walls of the country's embassy. How about that? As well as the prospect. Maybe he was crazy to begin with. As well as the prospect of a year in the United Kingdom in jail for breaching bail, Assange is now facing extradition to the United States. He has a hearing on May 2nd. He appeared before the magistrate in the United Kingdom. He was charged by the American government, our government, with hacking 750,000 classified documents. That carries a 5-year sentence. But authorities here in the United States are also going to probably file further charges, including espionage, which can carry a 20-year sentence. And that's as our extradition request was released yesterday publicly. So it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens with Julian Assange and how the extradition goes. His lawyers say that he won't get a fair trial here, so they are trying to fight to keep him in the United Kingdom. I think one of the stranger aspects of the story is Pamela Anderson. I'd kind of forgotten, but during the years that Julian Assange was in that embassy, Pamela Anderson really took to him. I don't know if it was romantic or if she considered herself to be a friend, but she lashed out on Twitter yesterday against President Trump, against Britain and Ecuador, which she spelled E-Q-U-A-D-O-R.
Nobody ever said she was a genius.
Yeah, she said she was in shock after watching the video of Assange being dragged out of the embassy. Quote, he looks very bad. How could you, Ecuador, spelled wrong? Because he exposed you. How could you, UK? Of course, you are America's B-word, and you need a diversion from your idiotic Brexit BS. She also said about the United States, quote, and the USA, this toxic coward of a president, he needs to rally his base. You are selfish and cruel. You have taken the entire world backwards. You are devils and liars and thieves, and you will rot, R-O-T-T, and we will rise.
Okay. So here's what I want to know about the president. I must have seen a dozen different clips from the campaign trail of Donald Trump talking about Julian Assange, in a very positive, what a wonderful guy, what a hero. He gave us information we needed to have.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
How in the world is he not a hypocrite for getting behind all of this, when in fact Julian Assange really helped him get elected to the presidency? The information that
I don't know that Julian Assange helped him get elected to the presidency.
I think he absolutely helped him get elected to the presidency.
And I think with Trump, it was tongue-in-cheek, because at that time, Assange was releasing all those emails from John Podesta where he was talking about drinking blood and dancing in witch circles or something like that. And Hillary Clinton's emails.
It was anti-Hillary, yeah.
Yeah, it was their own emails that they were able to use against them. But I think when it comes to Trump, this is not necessarily his decision to go and fish out Julian Assange. I think this is an offshoot of the Mueller investigation. We heard a couple of months ago from the Department of Justice when there was a leaked file that they were looking pretty hard at Assange. Remember Roger Stone, who's indicted and was pulled out of his house by the FBI and a frogman in the water behind his house. He was accused of going to talk to Julian Assange on behalf of Trump. So I think that this is more connected to the Mueller investigation than it really is to President Trump saying we need to go get Assange, especially judging by yesterday when reporters were like, hey, Trump, what about Assange? And he's like, well, you know, I don't really know. So I think this is definitely
more DOJ than Trump. No, that's not what he said, Jennifer. No, that's not what he said. He said, I don't know anything about Assange.
Right. Meaning, I don't know anything about Assange, like what's going on with his legal status.
I don't know how. Did he say that, or did you say, I don't know anything about Assange?
Well, he speaks in short sentences. He said, I don't know anything
about that. They're not real sentences, they're fragments.
They're very. In this circumstance, I'm not buying it. God love you. I just think that there is such a.
You don't have to buy anything. I'm not trying to sell you anything. Yeah, I'm just trying to tell you how I understand something, and maybe you understand it differently.
I do. Thank you. All right. So this is not much to do about nothing, because kind of a lesson in American history. It's a lesson in American civics. It's a message, or it's a lesson in American law. There are a lot of different lessons here. Assange is a crackpot. He's mentally unstable. He belongs in some facility that will put him in a rubber room like he's been in for the past 5 years or so. Anybody that will act as antisocially as he has acted, regardless of this, see, there are all kinds of different issues here. This is not a cut and dry deal. This is not simple. Okay, this guy's a bad guy. Put him in jail. There are so many different issues here. It's a great way to visit the talk tree, as a matter of fact, because It's loaded conversationally with all kinds of opportunities for us to face the music. That is, face the music about Assange, face the music about Trump, face the music about America, face the music about what we really do have going on in our government that people don't know anything about. There are a lot of things here that, when you get to the bottom line, are pretty uncomfortable. And people don't like to be uncomfortable. So they'll do whatever is possible in general, and maybe specifically in this case, to eliminate things that are uncomfortable from their lives. How do you eliminate Julian Assange? I suppose in a manner of speaking, he could have just left him there, but he created a situation in which it was untenable for him to stay, sort of in a manner that makes you think he wanted to get out of there. He wanted to get arrested. He wanted to protest. He wanted all these things. That's the way his mind works. He's an attention junkie.
I don't think
junkie.
He wanted to get arrested, definitely. I think that he was pretty upset, and apparently he just found out yesterday that he was being booted from the embassy. It was Ecuador that was offering him protection, and the new president from 2017 on was saying, like, I don't like him. I don't want to offer him protection. And then when he started doing all these things, like putting his poop on the wall, then that's when they said he's got to get out of here. I guess he was pushing past people in the embassy, and he was rude and basically living in a room with no window. He had to have a sun lamp just to give him a little bit of vitamin D and, you know, some UV exposure. The times when we would see him on the balcony, that I thought that was his room. Apparently that was when he'd get permission to go outside for a little bit.
Well, he knew this was coming because he gave his cat away, because we were talking about the embassy cat.
I heard months ago, because cat was not living a good life because the cat wasn't able to go anywhere.
Yeah, so the cat, I guess, is with a rescue, or I'm not sure. I hope it's in a better place, but there was a lot of concern, myself included. I was concerned about embassy cat, hashtag embassy cat, so he's in a better place now.
All right, so the first step on the rung of getting into jail or getting some of this stuff sorted out. It was yesterday when he went to court, found guilty of breaking bail conditions that were set in the UK, And so he could go to jail for a year there, and he'll be sentenced the 2nd of next month for that. So that's where it starts. And you can be sure that Julian Assange will be part of the landscape conversationally for quite a long time. He's number 5 on the list of the top 10 talk topics and stories this week from Talkers Magazine. I think he'll be there. I think we'll be talking. But we've been talking about him, but off and on. Now I think he's going to be a main part of the conversation. Maybe there will be some things that are connected to him through the continuing prosecution of who did what to whom. It's kind of like who shot whom, who shot John. What's that expression? Remember that? Anybody know the who shot John? Not who shot John. But anyway, who the bad guy? who's the bad guy here? A lot of the bad guys. He's just one of them. But he's not. He needs to be. He needs to be put away someplace where he can get help. Does he deserve help? Put him in a room and throw away the key? I think it's very difficult because there are so many things that beg our concern and consideration here. So that's the way I see it anyway. We got the input from Victoria, from Jennifer. You're welcome to give us some input on your own if you'd like. Twitter handles at DJB Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, 2 L's, 2 N, at Doug Stephan, Stephan. Doug Stephan has some advice for men. Now, if you wouldn't mind me giving you a little advice, especially if you lack energy, you're not doing well in your daily tasks, if you are having a hard time putting the weight away, taking it down, if you will, and then the whole business about making love, there's all that stuff. If you're looking for a solution for the things that affect you as you get older, because, it's not as easy to stay in shape. It isn't. Keeping up with your daily routine may be growing difficult. I liked doing my daily routine, but there are always things that can be better. And along comes a product called NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, N-U-G-N-U-G-E-N-I-X. Whether it's not being able to focus at work, you feel exhausted in the gym, or you're not performing as you would like to, NuGenix can help you out. High levels of testosterone will play an important part in keeping your energy, your performance, things looking good, your body looks better. NuGenix maximizes energy, increases lean muscle mass. We talk about that a lot here in terms of weight and management of weight. And it will boost your libido. Wellness, restore it, and have the tool right handy by. Confidence, these great things. Okay, so I've given you the background. Here's the way to fix the problem. To get started with a free bottle of NuGenix, just text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Be on your way to a more confident, lovable you. All you have to do is text FORCE to 321-321, okay? Got it? Simple, simple, simple. Text FORCE to 321-321 for NuGenix.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
Lowe's knows you're the gardener who does it right to make your flower and vegetable plants thrive. We do it right, too, with deals like 5 bags of Miracle-Gro All-Purpose Garden Soil for just $10 during our Spring Black Friday sale. Grow delicious vegetables and herbs and save on Bonnie plants, now 4 for $10. Find Spring Black Friday savings like these throughout the store, but hurry, because they won't last long. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 4/17, not valid in Alaska or Hawaii. Bonnie offer valid on 19-ounce pots. See store for details, U.S. only.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Kara jamming to Mariah Carey. Get started with our musical portion of this hour. 24 at the hour on the DJV show. Here we are, Jen Jen and Victoria and Kara, all of us. I'm jamming. I be jamming to Mariah Carey, who's dominated the pop world, as we all know, for a long time. She first sang in public for money in 1990. Dick Clark Productions, NBC, announcing that she'll be honored with the Icon Award, the Dick Clark Icon Award this year. Along with the award, she'll take stage to perform a medley of her biggest hits. So let's see, who are the previous Icon recipients? Janet Jackson, Neil Diamond, Stevie Wonder, Prince, Jennifer Lopez, Celine Dion, Cher. I think she deserves that, to be in that company, don't you, ladies?
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
Had quite a career. She's led the Billboard Hot 100 chart every year, certainly back in the decade of the 90s. The only artist to top the chart in every year of any decade. She's had 18, count them, 18 number ones. The most of any soloist. The Beatles, I thought Elvis was pretty much up there, too. They're pretty close. Her 79 weeks ruling the Hot 100 are the most of any artist. Six of her albums claimed the number one spot on the album chart. The Billboard Music Awards, hosted by Kelly Clarkson, airing live from the MGM Grand, where she'll get the award on Wednesday, the 1st of next month, at 8 o'clock. So that'll be Kelly Clarkson is all over the place. Everybody seems to like her. She seems to work well with people. So, what did I see about her this week, though? There was something about Kelly Clarkson. Does anybody remember? Didn't have anything to do with the voice. It just was...
Well, she was on the ACMs at the beginning of the week.
Yeah, I know she was. All right, not important. Obviously, I can't remember. It can't be that important. Next up musically is Patti LaBelle, who has the distinction of being the only guest I ever had on my program that fell asleep while I was talking to her.
I don't know if she's the only one.
Excuse me?
I take a little nap sometimes.
Really? That's sweet. Very nice. All right, so anyway, Patti LaBelle, besides being a great singer, has been bringing people into her kitchen for decades, kind of like Martha Stewart, I suppose, except I don't think Martha Stewart can sing. unless she's singing with Snoop Dogg, and I don't want to hear that. So, Patty has had a couple of cookbooks. She has her own cooking shows on the Cooking Channel and on Oprah's network. Patti LaBelle's pie empire is now going to expand, boys and girls, to Asian cuisine. She's partnering with Stratus. Is it Morphe? I don't know who this guy is. Who is this guy?
Well, he's a restaurateur guy. He's been all over the newspapers partnering with her. Yeah.
See? I don't read the papers anymore. I just get my information online. So that's why.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah, I know.
Online newspapers.
I'm teasing you. Yes, yes.
Do you think I've touched a newspaper in 20 years? I have not.
So anyway, Chinese food at Patti LaBelle. They're going to start selling this stuff in Walmart, where her pies are often sold out. Patti and Stratus celebrating their deal with a dinner at the Brooklyn Chop House, where they snapped a selfie together. And this guy revealed that their line will include all kinds of things. He posted on his Instagram page. Quote, Patti and I are now partners in our new venture, bringing frozen dumplings like French onion soup, pastrami, lamb gyro, and bacon cheeseburger dumplings to Walmart.
Bacon cheeseburger dumplings.
Yeah.
Wow.
At Walmart. Adding to the huge success that Walmart has had with the sweet potato pies. Asian creations aren't the only things Patti is whipping up currently. She's also debuted her buttermilk pie recipe at Walmart.
That's supposed to be good.
Is it?
Yeah, everybody talks about that.
She's going to do all right. Good for her. I like her, even though she did fall asleep here. 28 after the hour on the DJV program. You love me.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, N-U-G-E-N-I-X, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been spring for more than 3 weeks, but don't tell that to over 200 million residents of the central U.S. suffering under a powerful wintry storm. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Chouinard says good news is the frozen stuff should be ending soon.
We've already had reports, though, of some areas over 20 inches of snow across South Dakota with the system, and still getting some, at least a couple more additional inches.
A man was killed in Colorado yesterday when he lost control of his vehicle and slammed head-on into a snowplow. Many roads are still closed in Colorado, the Dakotas, and Minnesota, and there are still many airline delays and cancellations. The Trump administration's new policy on transgender people in the military taking effect today. It orders service members to identify as their biological sex. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Minutes after the hour, the Friday DJV experience, April the 12th, is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and all of you to figure out what is, in this case, the best way for us to approach some of the stories of the day. Victoria has her turn now to see or hear. I say that sometimes and I don't mean to. Sorry about that, because you're not seeing anything unless you're following some of the things on Instagram, pictures on Facebook or Twitter. But this is an audio experience, so let's have your audio. Wherefore art thou, Victoria?
Well, we've got an update on the three churches that burned in or were set fire in Louisiana. Holden Matthews is the name of the arsonist. He's 21. He's been charged with destroying these three churches. The motive, they say, is still unclear. However, his interest in what they call black metal music, they say, may have influenced his behavior. And according to the state fire marshal's office in a statement yesterday, he said, said information investigators have uncovered and that Matthews has offered suggests that a possible connection with a genre of music called black metal and its associated history with church burnings in other parts of the world, which have been documented in movies and books, may have been his motivation. Now, it turns out he's actually the son of a sheriff's deputy. He has no prior criminal record, but he was the way they found him, Walmart actually, he bought some of the specific type of gas cans that he used to set these fires. He bought two of them from the same Walmart, and Walmart, I guess, reported it to the police when they found out what had happened. They looked at their surveillance cameras, and they saw this guy buying these gas cans and the supplies needed for the fires. And then two of the police officers who responded to the first church burning noticed a pickup truck kind of slowly driving around and you know, kind of rubbernecking and watching the whole thing go down. Then they noticed the same pickup truck at a second at the second burning, and then they kind of started to put it all together, and then they found this guy. This guy looks exactly as you would imagine he would look. He looks like he's never seen the sun. He's got stringy long black hair. He looks like a complete loser, and he looks like the kind of kid who just sits at home on his computer on chat rooms talking about black metal, which comes from Scandinavia, is where it really originates from. It's got lots of racist undertones, all kinds of violence, and it's just really a horrible kind of thing to be a fan of. But so we'll see what happens with him. He's obviously going to go to jail for a really long time, but the whole story is so creepy. And it's just see the kid, like, ugh, he's so gross.
Yeah, I mean, I will take a little bit of an issue with the metal thing. I mean, black metal is maybe different than other types of metal, but I also have a father who listens to all kinds of metal, and plenty of people in my life who've listened to that and have never considered going out and burning
down. Oh, no, this is different. This is not heavy metal. This is a subgenre that specifically takes on anti-Christian, satanic, and paganistic themes, is how it's described. And so it started back in the early 80s, and they say that was the first sort of wave of black metal. And it was very, very big in Scandinavia. Norwegian bands in the 90s kind of took up this second wave of it. And it's not the same thing as listening to, like, you know,
I guess I just mean that
Iron
this
Maiden.
Kid obviously has some other mental health issues going on, because most people can listen to music and not go out and burn down churches. So obviously he's got some other stuff going on.
Of course,
too.
This was a big influence.
Yeah, mental health issues sort of go hand in hand with the kind of antisocial thinking and behavior of people like this. You don't have to go any further than to the movie that's out right now, The Best of Enemies. Taraji P. Henson and Sam Rockwell have a true story to tell about a Klansman who ran in the 70s. I think it's in Raleigh-Durham. The Klan doing all sorts of things to keep white people from being integrated, buying gasoline. His gas station wouldn't sell gasoline to blacks. City school system wouldn't allow integration. They had their own stores. I mean, it's just, and this is only 40 years ago. And the kinds of things and the thinking that went into some of this stuff, you go back to one of the senators, a guy named Robert Byrd, who was a senator. Some of you may not remember him, maybe most of you don't remember him. But he got elected first to public office because he was the president of a local KKK. And he became a United States senator. And it was in my lifetime. Byrd died 4 or 5 years ago, but he was in the Senate for like 30-some-odd years. And this kind of stuff is part of the maelstrom. It's part of what goes on. It's part of how people think. Unfortunately, some people think this way. So that's what you're dealing with, frankly, that kind of stuff. Today, Friday the 12th, is United Nations International Day of Human Spaceflight, celebrated every year on April 12th. The day remembers the first human spaceflight going back to the 12th of April, 1961. Not an American, but a Rushki named Yuri Gagarin. He was the first person to go into space. Then Alan Shepard after that. First American was Alan Shepard. The first person to go was Yuri Gagarin. Actually, the first person to go is a monkey. The International Day of Spaceflight, celebrating the start of the space era for all of us, reaffirming the important contribution of space science, certainly is. Day today also aiming to promote aspirations to explore and maintain outer space for peaceful purposes. So there'll be a lot of photo expositions here and there, conferences, technology, things. There's actually a release of some commemorative stamps, I think, today as well. And what would be more appropriate under the circumstances than to get to know Catherine Bowman better? Do you know who Catherine Bowman is?
No.
Mm-mm. Catherine Bowman was the reason, Jennifer, yesterday we talked about the black hole. Because at 29 years of age, she discovered the black hole. She didn't tell anybody at first, then she talked to her colleagues. She is a postdoctoral researcher at the Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. She's been working on various algorithms for 6 years. She started out working on this when she was a grad student at MIT, one of about a dozen computer scientists who use these algorithms to process data gathered by the Event Horizon Telescope, which is basically a collaboration of people all over the world. Telescopes collecting high-frequency radio waves in the vicinity of Messier 87, which is a black hole 54 million light-years away, as we said. There have been atmospheric disturbances that have kept them from being able to measure accurately what was going on. And so there's so many different possible images. She's the one who designed the algorithm that cut through all of the chaos. So when you consider what we are producing or capable of producing in our colleges and universities, and the fact that she had the brilliance, because that's really what it is, to figure this out. There were a couple of blurred images, and then they somehow or other figured out how, or she did, to put the ring of material together. There are in this. You remember seeing the picture with all the yellow around the black hole, and talking about how much bigger it is than our sun. There are actually that ring, that yellow ring around the black hole, consists of 6.5 billion suns the size of our sun. Imagine that energy. You can't imagine it. 6.5 billion suns. Incredible. And here's this 29-year-old just in her laboratory figuring this all out. What kind of a mind? I mean, think about it for a second. What kind of a mind can figure this stuff out? It's beyond what most of us can do, I think, for sure. She's not really
talk
an
about
astronomer.
Spatial intelligence, you know,
yeah.
Like that's,
yeah.
You know, the different types of intelligences. That's really remarkable.
It is. She did her PhD in computer visions. We try to understand images. She signed up for this project after she heard some of the stories about trying to image black holes. She said, I didn't even know 6 years ago what a black hole was.
Huh.
I tagged along to a meeting with an astronomer who directs the Event Horizon Telescope project. All were discussing black holes. But her basic interest in life is to measure things that are invisible to the human eye. And she came up with a very unique way to put the instrumentation and all the algorithms together to be able to figure out that this thing was actually there. So,
cool.
Good Lord. Huh? Isn't that amazing?
Pretty cool, yeah.
It is
go,
cool.
Girl.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Go get him.
Love it.
Television news. Prince Harry and Oprah Winfrey are going to do a mental health series on Apple TV. I haven't heard. I mean, I know Apple got started, but is there anything actually there yet, or is this part of the new Apple TV that starts next year? I don't know.
I think
not
it starts
sure.
this year, but I think it all launches in the fall, so they haven't really released that many different shows or prices or anything for it.
I think this so far it's just the carpool karaoke show, right? As far as the original stuff that's on Apple TV. But because that sitcom that's going to star Reese Witherspoon and Jennifer Aniston and Steve Carell, I don't think that debuts till next year. That's going to be their big dollar show. So obviously getting Prince Harry and Oprah together, I'm sure that didn't... I'm sure that.
How did that happen? What is there about Prince Harry? Is this about his mother? Is that what...
He and Prince William have been very vocal about mental health. That's something that they've worked together for years now on it. And so Prince Harry especially has been... it's wonderful. It's something that really needs to be talked about more, and he's trying to break that stigma.
Sure is. Yeah.
So...
Well, there's
Oprah
something
will
just to
help, you know, I'm sure Oprah with her Soul Sundays and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably be a good match.
Yeah, very spiritual stuff. She does a lot with Deepak Chopra, things like that. Prince William, I saw, is suing somebody or threatened to sue somebody because of rumors that he was unfaithful to his wife. Did I see that in the corner of my eye?
Yeah, you may have. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I saw it. They said he was having an affair, and so he... I don't know if he's suing and media outlets that he was having an affair, and so he's going after him.
Wow.
The British tabloids right now are just on fire, and it's all, you know, first it started out, it was the rift between Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton, and then it turns out, oh, they don't have a rift, the brothers do, and now it's the cover of every tabloid, and it's just, it's kind of crazy, and that the Queen isn't going to let Meghan Markle wear any more jewels, and I can't even imagine living like that. I think the backlash against Meghan Markle, probably because she's American, there's also a lot of racial stuff that the Brits don't like, you know, having a royal that's half black and American. You know, there's so much stuff to it. But it's kind of crazy, the lives that they're living in right now.
Well, but that goes back to what I said a little while ago, Victoria, how people think, how they can justify in their own minds their prejudices, their hatred, their... I mean, what's there not to like about Meghan Markle? She seems likable enough.
Yeah.
At least, none of us are perfect, but you don't like her because she's partly black? You don't like her because she's an American? What in the world is that?
Yeah.
About the Irish lover, by the way. For whatever the reason, they seem to really have taken to her under the circumstances. All right, so there's a little television tidbit. Tell us, Jen, what's on tonight? That'll be good. I hope the Blacklist is back again, and Blindspot. Yeah, I told you this week.
You like that one. I know. That's a great show. I was watching that the first season. I let it go, but I should pick it back up again. Tonight, the big story is the season premiere on BBC America of The Graham Norton Show. He was sort of the original Andy Cohen, where you get people drunk and get them to talk. And so Graham Norton, his season starts again at 11 o'clock on BBC America, if you'll be up late tonight. On the networks, ABC has new programming. Fresh Off the Boat is new tonight at 8, followed by Speechless at 8:30. Of course, they've got a new 2020 tonight at 10. CBS is all new tonight with MacGyver, Hawaii Five-O, and Blue Bloods. On NBC, Dougie, they're still in reruns. They were kind of taking a rerun a week, so
really?
If you need to catch up on the Blacklist or Blind Spot, you'll have the opportunity to Blind Spot.
Blind Spot.
You try to say it. It's very difficult. Blind Spot.
Blind Spot. Yes.
To get you in the mood for tax day next week, the ID Channel has Death and Taxes. That's at 7 o'clock. A brand new legendary catch on National Geographic. That's tonight at 7. And Ghost Adventures, new tonight on the Travel Channel. That's at 9 o'clock.
All right. Good time. Good stuff. 10 before the hour. This is the DJV program for Friday.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Bring on the April showers at Lumber Liquidators. We've got you covered with waterproof vinyl plank flooring all on sale, like malted oak vinyl plank for only $1.42. And all water-resistant laminate is on sale, like new Desert Horizon Elm for only $1.79. Or refresh your home this spring with best-selling hardwood floors on sale. Do it yourself or have it installed for you. Plus, get special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When picking a phone number for business, what sounds more professional? Your personal number?
Oh, hold on, let me give you my cell. And actually, let me get yours too, just so I don't ignore your call, you know?
Or a dedicated business number, courtesy of Grasshopper.
It was a pleasure meeting you. Our number is 1-833-IT-TROOP. Give us a call anytime.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now. 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95. And their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
After the hour now, it's time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology news. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. So from five to number one, starting at five, those no-good SOBs at YouTube doing it to you. Well, isn't that true?
Well, yeah, they're kind of in keeping with everybody else. Basically, what you're referring to is cutting the cable cord is getting a little more expensive. The price of a YouTube TV subscription is going up by $10 a month, so it will now cost you $49.99 a month. YouTube is, of course, owned by Google, and they announced the price hike earlier this week in a blog post that really none of their customers saw until a few tech reporters caught on and then made it a bigger story, and now YouTube actually yesterday sent out an email to everyone saying, hey, you know, in an effort to give you more and more offerings, we've added eight channels and blah, 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 and that's why we're raising the prices. So the eight channels that they have added are all owned by the Discovery Network. So that means you're going to get Discovery Channel, HGTV, Food Network, TLC, and Animal Planet, as well as the OWN network, that's Oprah Winfrey Network, and that will be added later this year. That network is actually a joint venture of Discovery and Oprah's Harpo production company, and so the price increase for YouTube's premium product is the second price hike since they've launched in 2017. So if you have Apple TV, which is a lot of people do, watching YouTube TV through Apple is going to cost you even more money. That plan will now be $55 a month. So it's getting more and more expensive.
Number four on the list, Google Maps taking something from Waze. Why don't they make their own deal?
Yeah, so being able to report incidents on the road, like traffic jams and accidents in real time, is something that Waze, the traffic app, has been doing for years. Google bought Waze a few years ago, and so they've been kind of taking some of the ideas and the features that Really? Yeah, some of the, well, so many people, it weighs, I forget what the amount was that they bought it for, but it was a pretty hefty price. The Waze developers came up with something that we all use and we love,
yep.
And so
yep.
Google Maps really paled in comparison. So Google made what they, Google did what Google always does. They buy everybody else and then start stealing from all of the best features. So Google Maps will be adding these features, and they'll be rolling out probably by next week. That's for all Android users. And if you are an iOS Apple user, at some point in the future, you will also get those features too. They have not announced when. So it'll make Google Maps a little bit better for people who aren't comfortable using Waze.
I'm very comfortable, thank you.
I love Waze, yeah.
I like it a lot.
At first, I didn't like it because I thought it was a little too cartoonish. It looked kind of like a video game, and I wasn't sure if I liked the interface. But now that I'm so used to it, I think it's fabulous.
Yeah, and you know how untechnical I am, and the fact
right.
that I use it.
I was impressed.
Very happy to have it in my little iPhone.
Yep.
Number three on the list of the top five items this week from World of Technology is a focus on what's going on in England.
Yeah, the British government has unveiled an aggressive plan to crack down on harmful online content. On Monday, the Department of Digital Culture, Media, and Sport, that's a lot of categories in one, as well as the Home Office, released what's called the Online Harms White Paper. And this is a proposal that is targeting a variety of harmful web content, including terrorist activity, child exploitation, cyberbullying, and the spread of fake news. If it's approved by Parliament, the plan would establish an independent regulator to write a code of practice for these tech companies, and that they're going to have to follow to eliminate harmful content. This is something that Canada is also thinking about doing with their upcoming election. They don't want to have this, the type of things that we dealt with in our last election with Facebook and things like that. So lawmakers in the UK are saying that they're going to make these tech companies more responsible for their users' safety online.
Number two, net neutrality. Here's some SOB stuff all over again.
Oh, yeah. Legislation aimed at restoring net neutrality protections easily swept right through the House, but it's going to die in the Senate. And those are the exact words from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He said the bill will be dead on arrival in the Senate. The White House also confirmed that they strongly oppose this and that President Trump will veto anything that comes up to his desk that tries to save internet protections for consumers. And essentially, the bill is called Save the Internet Act, and it would put into law a ban for internet providers to they can't interfere with internet speeds and things like that and data limits.
Number one.
Bad news for brick-and-mortar stores. An uptick in online shopping could prompt 75,000 stores to close. This is according to the investment firm UBS. That's up 25%. And this is all due to Amazon, pretty much. They own half of all of the online retail market.
Unbelievable. All right, that's the story at the moment, or the stories. Top five items from the world of technology. Victoria, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.